Hi, Frank Daca here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So I've been thinking about the word peace, and I know we use it a lot. I'm working for peace. I'm doing a demonstration for peace. I wish there were peace on the earth. I wish I had a peaceful life. Hopefully they can resolve this conflict peacefully. May peace prevail on earth. It's so obviously it's all over the place, but to me it's kind of amorphous and a little nebulous. You know, if you ask someone to describe, well, what do you mean by peace? They have a general idea, but mostly people stumble around a little bit. They talk about, well, it's being kind to each other, or it's the absence of war, or, you know, and I'm not belittling the use of the word peace. I actually like it quite a bit. But what I find is better to talk about is a culture of peace, trying to create a culture of peace, and that's what the Daily Peacemaker is about. So let me see if I can explain that a little better. So when I talk about a culture of peace, I mean a culture in which the inherent worth and dignity of all living beings, not just humans, but all living beings, is honored and respected, and conflicts are resolved nonviolently. So that's the culture. So a culture of peace. So then you say, well, what's a culture? And in very broad terms, a culture is, at least from my understanding, a set of common beliefs and values and attitudes and customs and rituals. And so if you're going to create, or if we're going to create a culture of peace, then we have to look at the values and beliefs and attitudes we have. And you need to have those common values, beliefs to create this culture of peace. So then what are some of those values or beliefs or attitudes or rituals or customs? Well, I think a key belief is if you don't believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every living being, then you're not going to be into creating this culture of peace, in my opinion. And what I mean by that, even, you know, it's even the person that you think is just not worth anything, really, I would say that person, all of us have an inherent worth and dignity, even if it's not being manifested too well. And what's very interesting, or I find very interesting, is you can have a person that you look at and you think they are absolutely worth nothing. They're garbage or whatever words you want to use. But someone else, in viewing that same person, will think they're great. The best friend they ever had. So the point is, if you can't, if one can't, get a hold of that and believe that every living being, in this case, human, we'll talk about humans, has an inherent worth and dignity. It's there. It may not always be manifested in the way you would like. But that's, to me, a core belief. If you don't have that belief, then it's going to be really hard to get into this notion of creating a culture of peace. And so the attitudes or the behaviors or the values that would feed into the culture. So we have the belief that all living beings have an inherent worth and dignity. So then the second part of that is, okay, so what are the attitudes or values that would go into building this culture? And I would name, I think I'd name four. So there's forgiveness, which there's that old saying that forgiveness is twice blessed. It blesses the one who gives and the one who receives. And to forgive someone doesn't mean that they don't suffer the consequences of their behavior. And also there's a notion of being able to forgive yourself. And there's this thing too, I'll forgive, but I won't forget, which is, and one level kind of says, yeah, I forgive you, but you son of a, but another way of looking at that is I'll forgive, but I won't forget, is like, wise up, you know, next time, be a little softer on yourself, say, a little kinder to yourself, or be wise and don't get into these situations where you get hurt, or learn how to hold your temper so you don't blow up and hurt someone else. So forgiveness, let's do gratitude. Gratitude is another one that's very important. And there's another saying that life does not happen to us, it happens for us. So even traumatic events that happen can, and in the long run, be a gift. And I can share a little bit. I have had two incidences in my life where my being felt really blown apart, and they were quite traumatic. And I learned something from the first one, and I learned even quite a bit more from the second one. So this whole notion of being grateful for what life sends us, over and above being grateful for water and sun and all the beauties of creation and good people. So there's a lot to be grateful for. My wife and I, she passed away a while ago, but we used to try every night to sit and name three things from the day that we are grateful for. And we try to be very specific about them. So we've got the gratefulness and the forgiveness. And another one I think I would put in there is being cooperation versus competition. Not saying that competition is per se bad, because sometimes it can be a good thing in terms of challenging you, but it overall, it's better to cooperate to resolve things than to fight about them. Excuse me for just a minute. And then the fourth one I would put in there is nonviolence. And that gratitude and cooperation and forgiveness are pretty understandable. Yeah, there's a lot of fine-tuning to it, but they're pretty understandable. But nonviolence, it is, I believe, hard to understand. Most people see nonviolence as either being passive, or mostly they see it as being passive, but it's a whole philosophy. It's a skill. You got to be rarely creative to really engage in nonviolence in your daily life. You know, we're very much a culture of war. We're really skilled at war and fighting each other and putting each other down. We're not too skilled when it comes to the use of nonviolence. So that's something that really needs a lot of work. All right, so we got that. So a culture of peace is one in which the inherent worth and dignity of every living being is honored and respected, and conflicts are resolved nonviolently, because there's always going to be conflicts, disagreements, and that type of thing. So a culture of peace is not, ooh, everybody gets along. All right, so we got that. And then the building blocks, if you will. So you got forgiveness, gratitude, nonviolence, and cooperation. And one of the real good things about the notion of creating a culture of peace is that it's a work in progress. You know, peace is kind of like some nebulous thing out there. But when we're working at creating a culture that will give us a peaceful way of living, then we're engaged in this process. And it's important for both, all peoples, to do it both in their individual lives and their families, and then they can join groups that are doing it or whatever. But it's something that what you're doing is important as what the next person is doing in terms of creating this. So it's a real solid thing that you can do in your everyday life. So a lot there. I don't want to go too long, so I'm going to stop. And I wish you all well. And again, let's think about that, creating a culture of peace, because that's really what we're about. If we want peace, we got to create a culture in which peace can exist. So good to be with you always, and I hope you all take care and walk in the ways of peace.